Welcome to the Healing Trauma as a Christian Mama podcast. My name is Danielle Elizabeth, and here we dive into emotional healing and trauma recovery from a Christian perspective, also while integrating psychology and trauma modalities to support your healing and growth. This season, we are going to be looking at different tools and exercises and strategies that can go along with your healing journey. This is not meant to replace therapy. It is something that can come alongside to support your therapy, or if you are not able through time or finances to be working with somebody, this can be something that can help you keep moving along. So let's get into today's exercise. This week's healing exercise, or actually exercises, they are two or three kind of like worksheets that we can do that work with our nervous system. So if you follow me at all, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, follow me on social media or anything, you know I never stop talking about the nervous system. I think it is one of the most important things to incorporate into your healing journey, incorporate into your life, understand, work with, all of the things. Our nervous system is just such a direct impact of how we are seeing the world, how we are thinking, how we are feeling, how we are behaving, all of it. And so one of the very, very first things I do after we do the safety plan and some of the beginning things, is right away we start with the nervous system, because creating safety within our nervous system, creating safety within our bodies is, you can't move forward without that. You can't start digging into trauma without establishing some stability and establishing some safety within your nervous system. So one of the first things to do when you are starting to work with your nervous system is start to really understand where you're at. What is the baseline of where you're at? So the first exercise is, it's a worksheet. I will post about it, and you can have a copy of this as well. It's also really, really easy to find online. If you look up some of these worksheets, there's the guy who created the polyvagal theory, Stephen Porges. He was a very brilliant person. He is a really brilliant person, but his stuff is sometimes harder to understand because he's so smart. And this stuff is so complicated. So there's a lady named Deb Dana who took his stuff and kind of made it easier to understand. And so she's really famous for some of this stuff as well. And so the worksheets that I use are from her, taking his stuff and breaking it down almost in more in layman's terms. So what I do actually is I actually have a flip chart that she's put together that I use with clients, but you can find it online as kind of like just PDFs and printable things that you can use. And you can also simply just use a piece of paper and write this all out. Really don't have to do all the extra work if you don't really want to. So what we do though is we go through these worksheets to get a baseline of where you're at and really gather information of how your nervous system is responding right now, so that we can know where you're at and where you would like to be, where we want to be within your nervous system. And when we talk about a healing journey, is not that we are always regulated all the time, that we are always calm all the time. It's actually that we can pendulate in and out of different systems or different states, and be able to get back up to a regulated place. So it doesn't mean we're never going to be in fight flight. It doesn't mean we're never going to be in freeze, but it means that we're not going to get stuck there for extended periods of time, so that we can't get back up to that regulated place. If this is the first time you're hearing about anything about the nervous system or just want to learn more, last season I did like a series on the nervous system. And my social media talks about it a lot, probably overwhelmingly to some people. So I would really recommend going and listening to some of that so you can understand what I mean when I talk about some of those things, like when I mean like you're moving up the ladder, up and down the ladder, or what it means to be regulated and all of that. Because I have those episodes, I'm not going to dig into that too much in this episode, but it really, really valuable information for you to know. So the first exercise is called my personal profile map. Okay. And what you're going to do is there's three sections. The top of the ladder, which is your ventral vagal state. That is when you are feeling safe, social, connected. That is like, you know, when you're doing the best you could possibly be. That is your regulated state. I don't know why they call it ventral vagal, because it's not the easiest thing to remember or anything like that. The next section that you're going to write out is the sympathetic nervous system. So when you are in fight or flight. Okay. And then the third one is your dorsal vagal. So when you are in that freeze mode, when you are immobilized and just feeling stuck. So basically the exercise is you go through each of these categories or kind of areas on your page. And you're going to write out what it looks like when you are in each of these states. So in the ventral vagal, you might write things like, I am motivated. I can connect to people. Like, I want to be social. I'll go to social outings. I will be creative. Like, maybe you're someone who's like really like artistic, right? Like, you sketch or you paint or you write or you all these things. So you're like, okay, I really get into that when I'm in a really, really regulated place. It might be that you are able to just find joy in life, that you're laughing more, that like, so what does that look like for you? When you are in the most regulated place that you can be, what does that look like for you? And you're going to write out anything and everything you can think about in this. What this exercise also does is not just create a baseline of kind of what things look like now, but it also helps you have more information for when you are in these states, you will start to become more aware. So if you find yourself like you're just one day sitting here and you're like, you know what, I'm going to go and I'm going to do a puzzle, or I'm going to go and I'm going to paint this thing, or I'm going to go and do this. And you're like, okay, the fact that I just, you know, want to do this right now is probably means I'm pretty regulated. So you'll start to notice the things that you write down. Again, in these other states, when you're in the fight flight, you also are going to start to notice like, hey, I just did this, or hey, I'm feeling like this. Maybe I'm dysregulated right now. Maybe I'm in fight or flight right now. So that's another really good reason to do this exercise too. So the next thing you're going to go down into the next area of your page, and you're going to write out fight or flight. Each of us is going to kind of have more of a dominant, like, I go much more to fight quickly. It's more of my dominant state between fight or flight in that sympathetic state. But I definitely have situations where I flight. And that looks different, right? So I like to write out fight and flight and kind of get a gauge of like what behaviors come out, how I act in both of those states, because sometimes people can put those all together. I personally think they show up differently for all of us. So when you're in that fight mode, you might find like you're irritable, you're yelling at people, you're having angry thoughts, you're putting walls up, you're very like short with people. You're even on a physical level, you might find yourself really like tense, like your body's really tense. You might find yourself really critical. You might find yourself just really frustrated and angry. Now, in fight, that's fight. In flight, you might find yourself like, you know, really like removing yourself from the situation, really worried a lot, really having panic attacks, overthinking. You might find yourself just like crying more easily or in situations, but definitely flight is that like, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of here. And so if you can kind of hear between the two of those sound different, right? So I think it is important to separate these two things with that fight or that flight, what that looks like. You might find on that physical level that you're like heart rates racing, that you might notice like you know, your palms are sweaty, your breath gets shallow, like different, like there's different physical things that are also happening here. That's very important. Again, so you can start to see these in your life. You might not have noticed these things before, but now all of a sudden, you know, you listen to this podcast and then go home and you're with your kids and you're like instantly yell at them for something that, you know, you were calm 2 seconds ago, or you're sitting there worried about something that, you know, and you're noticing your heart rate's going. These are just helping you start to also notice these things. So then the last part of this exercise is you go to the bottom part of your page. And this is when you're in freeze mode. Okay. So you might notice things like you're just like so unmotivated. You like can't even get out of bed. You don't even want to do anything. Like you are just, the thoughts you're having are like, I am just stuck. Your thoughts are so hopeless. Like this is never going to change. I'm going to be like this forever. Like you can't make decisions. You feel like you're zoning out like constantly. Like you just can't stay in the present moment. You're just like, you're frozen is what you are. And so you want to really write, what does that look like for you? Because it can look different for different people, right? Like one person might just be stuck in bed all day. Another person might be more functioning, but frozen and numb and disconnected from like themselves and all the other people. The last one that people don't talk about a lot, and I really think it is important to put in this worksheet, is the fawn response, because it's just not talked about a lot. And a lot of our behavior can be fawning to stay safe in relationships, especially. And so what I do is I just add this to the side. If I've got like, I use a healing portfolio with my clients. So we use these worksheets, ourselves. And so I put it to the side because they don't really have a spot for it on the ones that people from the polyvagal theory use. If you're doing this yourself, you could just make a spot for yourself. But the fawn response is really important because it's not talked about, I don't think we recognize it as much either. So when you're fawning, you might notice yourself like abandoning yourself, putting other people's needs first, you know, rescuing people, taking responsibility for other people's like with some of their stuff they're doing, sacrificing your own beliefs, enabling, hiding your own habits. There's so many different things that you could be doing when you're fawning, but this is where like a lot of that people pleasing and codependency falls under, and just like being very hyper aware of other people's needs. But I think it's very important to put this in because there are times that maybe it's not your default thing or state or how you behave, but there's definitely situations where this will come up. So I think it is very important to have a baseline of like understanding how the fawn shows up in your feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. Okay, so the second worksheet that you're going to do is called your triggers and glimmers worksheet. Okay, so basically the same exact worksheet, we're just writing different things. So you're still going to have the three sections in the top, the ventral one, the ventral state. You're going to write glimmers, and you're going to write, these are glimmers. These are things that move you back into regulation. So the other things we're going to talk about is triggers. A glimmer is the opposite of a trigger. It's something that is moving you back into regulation, into a good headspace. And then triggers are things that move you out of that. So in the sympathetic and that fight flight place, you're going to write triggers. And then also in the freeze place, you're going to write triggers. So again, listen to other podcasts that I put out about window of tolerance, then the nervous system and stuff, because this will all just make more sense to you. But you want to think about yourself with this, you want to think about this ladder that at the very top, you're in the ventral vagal. And as you move down the ladder, you are going into fight or flight and then freeze. But you want to think about this window around that ventral place, that ventral state. And what triggers you is it triggers you out of that window and you move down the ladder. So when you have glimmers and you're thinking about glimmers, you're thinking about how these glimmers are moving you back into that window of tolerance. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're just going to write down all of the things you can think of what are some glimmers. Okay. So it might be cold water, singing, the VU exercise, getting up and getting dressed, talking to a friend, going into your office if you work from home or if you have the option to go. I know for me, I work from home. I work virtually for almost everything I do, but I will go into like a coffee shop, or I have an office for one job, so I can go in there sometimes and do work for whatever I'm doing, whether it's even schoolwork or whatever, so that I can just get out of my house, because that sometimes being in my house is a trigger, especially if it's messy or loud. Glimmers can be, I mean, the list of glimmers is endless, but you know, essential oils, music, different things like that, so that you're really tapping into these things that can help you on a nervous system level, meaning a sensory level. So that's why the essential oils, the music, the cold water, those things, they're not just helping you like cognitively in your thinking, they're actually telling your body, it's okay. We are safe. We can move back up the ladder because we're safe. Because you can sit there till you're blue in the face and tell yourself, I'm safe. It's all good. Nothing really bad's happening right now. And if your nervous system doesn't believe it, does not matter. You could say all the things you want. You will not move from that state. But when you can show your body safety, especially in these glimmers, that is where you're going to really see movement. So you're going to write out all the glimmers that you know help you. And again, you can Google this, you can search this up. So many people talk about this on social media right now and stuff. There's so many things out there that are great. What's more important in this area is just writing down ones that you know work for you. Okay. So then you're going to go down into the fight or flight, the sympathetic state, and you're going to write out things that trigger you. Okay. So these are going to be things like tangible things that can be things like running late. That triggers a lot of people, triggers me. Oh my goodness. You know, having too much on my plate, being overwhelmed, being too busy, things like that, that are tangible. And then there's also going to be things that are kind of like hit those core needs of ours when there's those needs are not being met. So it might be like not feeling loved, feeling like you're not good enough, feeling like you're not being seen or heard. Those things are going to be super triggering. Just feeling like you're letting somebody down, feeling like you're not in control, separation from people, that especially people that we're connected to. You're going to write down, again, all the things that you can think of that trigger you out of your window of tolerance and into that fight or flight state. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to write the same things down, but for that freeze response. So you want to think about, again, that ladder, that you are moving down the ladder. So you're triggered into fight or flight. You can't stay in fight or flight for very long. And so you either need to get back up into your window of tolerance with the glimmers. And if you can or don't, you will move down the ladder into freeze. And so, but the other things will trigger you differently in freeze, if that makes sense. So what can trigger you in freeze from that sympathetic, really big charge, things like just even just being really tired, being misunderstood, loss, like a loss of just friendship, relationship, people, loss of just connection. When you're, you know, all the emotions are overwhelming you, that's going to push you down the ladder more. Overanalyzing conversations, like things like this are going to just be different triggers than the fight or flight ones, because you've already experienced all of those triggers maybe, or you've experienced some of those triggers. So you are now being triggered from a different state to a different state, if that makes sense. I hope it does. I'm looking at a visual of this right now, and it makes so much more sense when you're looking at visuals for this, especially within this nervous system stuff. So that's why I really encourage you to Google some stuff just to look at it, because it really makes a lot more sense when you're looking at this. And again, you're going to do this with fawn. What triggers you to activate that fawn response? So it might be someone being really critical of you, maybe gaslighting you, maybe being really just like, I find with the fawn response, it's a lot of other people's like toxic behavior can really trigger your fawn response. So like someone who's controlling, someone who's just, you know, deflecting, someone who's just being really dysfunctional themselves will really trigger our fawn response, because we're seeing this toxicity in somebody else and we're assessing, how do I stay safe here, right? It might not be safe to fight back with this type of person. It might not even be possible to flight away from this person. So either I'm going to freeze and I'm going to numb out and disconnect from what's happening, or I'm going to fawn and try and appease them so that I can get back into some level of safety. And this can just, you know, what they're doing will stop. So that is that worksheet. And it's a really, really valuable. It gives you a lot of information to work with. And it's something that I always recommend to people to do once and then pay attention for the next few weeks. Because you, when you first start to think about it, you're not going to think about it necessarily all of them, because it's just hard for things to come to your mind, right? You're not in those states. But next time you get dysregulated, next time you get triggered, what just happened? What just happened? Huge question to continue to ask yourself. Okay, someone just came in and, you know, I was busy doing something and they asked me to do something else. I was feeling, you know, not seen and heard. I was feeling undervalued. I was feeling like all these things, right? Those are triggers for me. Likewise with the glimmers. Hey, I was just super dysregulated and now I'm not. What just happened? What just happened? What did I do? Oh, well, I went and had a shower. Maybe water is a big glimmer for me. I sat with and listened to some worship music. Maybe like listening to some music is a sensory thing for me that I, that's a glimmer for me. Hey, I just went for a walk. I moved my body. Hey, that's a glimmer for me. Hey, I was like near water. Water is a huge glimmer for people. So anyways, you get what I'm saying. As things happen over the next weeks, ask yourself, prior to this moment, what just happened? Because that can give you a lot of insight into your triggers and your glimmers. The last exercise I do sometimes, I don't always do. Co-regulation is a huge thing for our nervous system. And it's something that, especially at the beginning of a healing journey, we need a lot more co-regulation than we can do self-regulation. So then the last one is a resource map of, you know, things that you can do by yourself and things that you need others to help you with. So there are going to be times where you can self-regulate. The question is kind of like, what helps me stay here in the ventral place? What helps me stay there? What can I do on my own? And then what do I need the help of somebody else? So sometimes it might be like, I can notice that I'm getting triggered. So I'm going to go do something really quickly that I can do on my own, right? Like I might go splash cold water on my face. I might go hold an ice cube. I might go do something. But there's other times where I need to call somebody. I need to be with somebody. I might call a friend and be like, hey, I'm having a really hard time. Can we go for a walk? Can you just talk to me? Might be your spouse that you're like, hey, I just need a hug right now. So the really big question for this worksheet is kind of like, what can I do myself in these different states? And then what do I need help with in these different states? And sometimes when we lean on other people, our critic can get really like loud in that, like, oh my gosh, you can't do this yourself. You should be able to do this yourself. And I really encourage you to have a lot of grace and self-compassion for yourself, that you are going to need more co-regulation right now, and that's okay. And that you can lean on people. And I know that for some of us, leaning on people might be a trigger because we have been let down so many times. And so know that about yourself. For other people, they need people. They need people constantly. And people, even if people have let them down, even if they're not. So we're all different, right? So what can I do by myself? What do I need help with? And where can I lean on people? And what does that look like? Does that look like calling someone? Does that look like a therapist? Does that look like a coach? Does that look like just going for a walk with somebody and venting? Does that, like, what does that look like for you? So those are the three worksheets that I highly encourage you to, I'm going to post them when I post this episode on my social media. So you'll be able to find them there. You can also really Google a lot of these as well. these are truly invaluable, invaluable things. If I could encourage you to do any of the exercises that I'm posting about this season, this would be one of the top like three, maybe even the top one. So very, very, very valuable for your day-to-day life, for your healing journey, for all of the things to help you kind of live a mentally and emotionally and spiritually and physically healthy life. That is it for today's episode. I hope what you learned today or heard about today can be something that really benefits your life. As always, if you need more support, please never hesitate to reach out. I am sometimes accepting new clients. Sometimes I've got some free resources that I can send along. And sometimes it's just a friend to develop a relationship with that can understand what you're going on and validate your experiences. And if that's all I can be to you, I am so happy to do that. So reach out if that's where you're at. If not, have a great day and talk to you next time.